Hello and welcome to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Dr. Adrian Peterson and produced in the studios of WRMI Shortwave in Miami. I'm Jeff White. This is edition NWS 603 for release on Sunday, September 13th, 2020. On WaveScan today, we have a very special program for you, a replay of the original AWRDX program, Radio Monitors International, Part 1. Quite recently, an international radio monitor living in South America informed us that back during the year 1980, his entry in an international DX contest was accorded the 8th position in a list of 30 winners. The DX contest was staged by the original AWRDX program, Radio Monitors International, in Pune, India. The program was broadcast by the International Shortwave Service of the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation in Colombo, Sri Lanka. The contest was listed as the 30th anniversary DX contest, and the fortunate winner in the 8th position was Antonio Ribeiro da Mota, who was living at the time in São José in southern Brazil. The award that Antonio received for his win was an original hour-long cassette recording with an outline history of the DX program Radio Monitors International and the original AWR Asia with its headquarters in Pune, India. In our WaveScan program today, we're pleased to present part one of this historic 40-year-old radio broadcast with its interesting information about the old DX program Radio Monitors International, together with the relay of programming from AWR Europe and from Radio Canada International and from ORF Vienna in Austria. Also featured are the program relays from the old shortwave station in Goa, India, and from Radio Andorra in Europe. So stay tuned now as we cross over to Radio Monitors International on relay from the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation in Ekala, Sri Lanka.
Welcome to this historical presentation of Radio Monitors International. In this special program of Radio Monitors International, you will hear a historical presentation on both Radio Monitors International and AWR Asia. You will also hear some tracks from old discs which were used in the early days of AWR broadcasting in Southern Asia. Here now is Adrian Peterson with this, shall we say, station profile on Radio Monitors International.
The DX program, Radio Monitors International, was first broadcast on Sunday, June 1, 1975, in the All Asia service of the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. It has been the only international DX program produced and broadcast in Southern Asia, and thus far, more than 300 weekly editions have been produced. It all began this way. Back in early 1975, when I was living in Colombo, the director of the English services of the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, Mr. J. Barucha, asked me to commence a regular weekly DX program. It was suggested that at first this should be experimental and that each program would be of short duration in order to test the listener reaction. Initially, this new DX program, Radio Monitors International, would be a 10-minute segment within Radio Journal, a popular variety program compared by Nihal Bharati. Thus it was that I recorded the first edition of Radio Monitors International in one of the program studios of SLBC in Colombo. It was broadcast at 0420 GMT from three transmitters located at Ekala. These shortwave transmitters on 15,425, 11,725, and 9,720 kilohertz were carrying the SLBC English service to all Asia. The male response to this new venture was very encouraging, with an ever-increasing stream of letters coming from listeners all over Southern Asia and from many other countries located on all continents. Towards the end of 1975, I was transferred from Colombo to Pune, and production of Radio Monitors International was transferred from the studios of SLBC in Colombo to the studios of AWR Asia in Pune. It was in early 1978 that the program was extended to 15 minutes, and it became a self-contained program in its own right. Though RMI was no longer a part of Radio Journal, yet the variety characteristics of its previous association have remained. Then, from the beginning of 1979, RMI, as it is more familiarly known to its many listeners, was extended to a full half-hour program, which is now broadcast three times and sometimes four times each week in the external and home services of the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. The last half of each program is entitled Window on the World, and special features portraying the DX scene in other parts of the world are broadcast. Once each month, we broadcast the eminent DX program from ORF in Vienna. This Asian replay of Austrian shortwave panorama with David Hermges is very much appreciated by our listeners in Southern Asia. We also broadcast the Asian edition of DX Digest, which is presented by Ian McFarland in Radio Canada International. Likewise, this program is also very popular. We include on a monthly basis the program World at Your Fingertips International from the Australian Radio DX Club. And of course, there are other features as well. Three times each year, there are special events associated with RMI. For our birthday program at the beginning of June, we often feature messages of greetings from well-known DX personnel. Over the years, these messages have come from internationally known figures such as Arthur Cushion in New Zealand, Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka, Annie Skoog in Sweden, Bob Padula in Australia, and Ian McFarland in Radio Canada International. Another annual feature is ATA Day. The Kronohertz station ATA is located in New Delhi, and it emits standard time and frequency signals of 8 kilowatt on 5, 10, and 15 megahertz. As a cooperative venture, RMI conducts its annual ATA Day. Then, too, we have an annual DX contest. One year, listeners were invited to identify various tuning signals. Another year, we invited listeners to tune in to as many AWR outlets as possible. And another, we had a spot the mistake contest in which listeners were invited to identify 20 deliberate mistakes. And then, of course, there was our big 1980 contest, the world's biggest DX contest. This contest drew an unprecedented response from listeners all around the world. There is a concentration of mail response from India and other countries in Southern Asia, and a consistent flow of mail comes in regularly from many other countries. As many as 900 reception reports have been received for one program. Many DXs like to receive QSLs from Radio Monitors International. The Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation in Colombo receives up to 1 million letters a month, and it is just impossible to answer such a volume of mail. Consequently, it is difficult at times to obtain an SLBC QSL. Thus, DXs who want a valid QSL from Sri Lanka will often send their reports to RMI. Full data QSL cards are issued for RMI broadcasts, and also for incorporated segments on behalf of RCI, Radio Canada International, and AWR Europe. The Australian Radio DX Club of Melbourne, SpeedX in California, HAP India, and Indian DX Club International of Calcutta have also issued QSL cards for their own segments when broadcast in RMI. Each week, there are usually four different segments in RMI. The program begins with a station profile, which outlines the story of some prominent or exotic radio station. And this will often include a tape-recorded insert containing the tuning signal and announcements from that station. Then there is a technical topic, which is followed by a DX report from perhaps Africa or London or Melbourne or Calcutta. The final feature each week is Window on the World, which presents the international DX scene from other parts of the world, including, as we mentioned, David Hermges and the Asian replay of Austrian Shortwave Panorama, and Ian McFarland with his Asian edition of DX Digest from Radio Canada International. This, then, is the story of Radio Monitors International. For a moment now, we listen to the original theme music, which was used in association with Radio Monitors International. This item was recorded off-air on the last day of its use, Sunday, February 12, 1978.
Radio Monitors International. Over now to Adrian Peterson.
Throughout the world, there are numerous radio stations operated by such organizations.
Since February 19, 1978, we have been using the current theme music in RMI as played on this tape.
You're listening to Wavescan from Adventist World Radio. Today we're replaying the original AWR-DX program, Radio Monitors International, from 40 years ago.
Next, we present the introduction to the Asian edition of DX Digest with Ian McFarland in Radio Canada International.
This is Radio Canada International calling. Hello again from Canada, everyone. This is Ian McFarland welcoming you now to another Asian edition of the DX Digest from Radio Canada International. On this edition, we're going to continue with our two series, the Shortwave Receiving Antenna course and our look at international broadcasting. Last time, in the first installment of our look at international broadcasting, we examined some of the reasons why countries consider it important.
Let's listen now to David Hermges in ORF Vienna with the Asian replay of Austrian Shortwave Panorama.
Austrian Shortwave Panorama. Today with Sounds Like Austria. Hello, it's David Hermges inviting you to join me on an historical tour of Austrian identification signals through more than half a century. The good old ticking clock, which was used between 1924, when public broadcasting started in Austria by RAVAG, short for the Radio Traffic Company, up until 1938, when...
Next, we turn to AWR Asia. And here is the new identification signal, which was introduced into all programs produced in the Pune studios and used in the broadcasts commencing on Sunday, March 15, 1981.
Thank you.
However, we have not always had this identification signal, neither have we always been known as AWR Asia. Here is the story. The first broadcast on behalf of the Seventh-day Adventist denomination in Southern Asia took place on Sunday, April 30, 1950. This epic broadcast was a presentation of the International Voice of Prophecy by the legendary Dr. H.M.S. Richards. This program was broadcast from Emisora Goa at 9 a.m., and it was heard over the 1 kilowatt outlet on 9,610 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. This was a temporary unit which had been commissioned a few months earlier. We have searched the archives in our AWR studio, and we have located the first disc that was used in the first broadcast from Emisora Goa. It is a large 15-inch record with half the program on one side and the other half of the program on the other side. This disc is now 31 years old. It is dusty and scratched, but for a few minutes we play you some excerpts from this historical disc. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present the Voice of Prophecy from Emisora Goa.
Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring, Jesus is coming again. Cheer up the pilgrims, be joyful and sing, Jesus is coming again.
Greetings to the world. At this time, the Voice of Prophecy comes to you, a voice crying in the wilderness of these modern days, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
You are invited to listen to our broadcast today and each week at this same time, and share with us the mutual blessing and inspiration of this hour together.
O Christian, awake, Christian, awake, thy hand, to meet the bold tempter, so fearlessly go, and stand like the brave, with thy face to the foe. Stand like the brave.
You are listening to the worldwide gospel program of the Voice of Prophecy, broadcast every week over hundreds of radio stations throughout the world. To enlarge the work of our radio ministry, your broadcasters extend to each listener a free, supervised course of instruction in the teachings of the Bible. We who live in this atomic age can easily see that the sands of Bible prophecy are running low in the hourglass of time. These free Bible lessons, written in simple language, bring historic proof to show that the end of the age is very, very near. In addition, they present all the principal Bible doctrines. The Voice of Prophecy Bible course also teaches essential Christian character building, which will be deeply appreciated by every student. Enroll at once. The address of our Bible school will be given later in this broadcast, so listen carefully. We sincerely believe this is a golden opportunity. Now is the time to begin the most fascinating of all studies, the Bible. There is no other study to compare with this. In no other way can one invest his time so profitably. The result is worth any effort, for there is certainty of great... And now, H.M.S. Richards, the Voice of Prophecy speaker. His subject, the Kingdom of Stone.
This is a subject of Bible prophecy. God alone is the author of true prophecy. God alone can truly see the future centuries in advance. He alone knows all about today and therefore all about tomorrow. Every effect has an adequate cause, and if one could have complete knowledge of causes, he would have complete knowledge of effects. Have faith in God. No power Christ's love can sever. Have faith in God. His kingdom is forever. Have faith, dear friend, in God. And join us again next week at this same time when over these same stations the subject will be When Jesus Comes Back. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee.
That was the first epic broadcast for what is now AWR Asia, as heard over Emisora Goa at 9 a.m. on Sunday, April 30, 1950.
This is Wavescan from Adventist World Radio. Today we have a 40-year-old program we're replaying for you of the original AWRDX program, Radio Monitors International.
31 years ago, many listeners in Goa and its environs strained their ears trying to make out the sounds of the program, which was crackling through the static in their loudspeakers. One of these listeners was Dr. Susie Moser. Well, she wasn't Dr. Moser then. She was simply an early teenage girl, Susan Abraham. It is my pleasure this evening to introduce to you our special guest for this edition of Radio Monitors International. And our special guest is Dr. Susie Moser, who had an association with the first historic broadcast of AWR Asia. We welcome you, Dr. Susie, to this presentation of Radio Monitors International.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Dr. Susie, at the time of the first broadcast of AWR Asia, what was your name?
Susan Abraham.
So, little Miss Susan Abraham was an early teenage girl. What was your association with the Voice of Prophecy at the time?
I was employed in the Voice of Prophecy during my summer vacation.
And what was your work, your duties?
I was asked to stamp the letters which came from the students from different parts of India.
Now, what do you remember about the first epic broadcast that was made by what is now known as AWR Asia?
I remember Pastor Rawson calling all of us together and telling us about the details of the first Voice of Prophecy broadcast from Goa. And the following day, after he left for the broadcast, Mrs. Rawson took us over to her house to listen to the first radio broadcast.
Now, Mr. Rawson at the time was the director of the Voice of Prophecy Correspondent School Network, or at least in its origins at the time, and he was also the originator of the first AWR programs that were broadcast 30 years ago. Do you remember, Dr. Susie, at what time of the day and week this first broadcast was heard?
I think it was at about 9 a.m. on Sunday.
Yes, your memory serves you well, because the first broadcast was heard at that time on Sunday, April 30, in the year 1950. Do you remember much about the content of the program?
I don't remember much about the content, but I think the title of it was The Voice of Prophecy.
And who was the speaker?
Dr. HMS Richard.
Do you remember any of the music from the program?
I just remember the theme song, which was Lift Up the Trumpet.
And that, of course, is the theme music that we are using in our new AWR tuning signal. Well, thank you, Dr. Susie. We appreciate your interesting information this evening and your historic association with the first epic broadcast of AWR Asia, which was made on April 30, Sunday at 9 a.m. from the old Emisora Goa. That was Dr. Susie Moser, who heard the first broadcast of the Voice of Prophecy program from Emisora Goa on April 30 in the year 1950. At the time, Emisora Goa had recently introduced a new commercial service, and it was intended that this outreach would be enlarged with the installation of higher-powered transmitters. Because of this possibility of a wider coverage area, arrangements were made for two broadcasts of the Voice of Prophecy from Emisora Goa each Sunday, one at midday and the other in the evening. This double broadcast was heard each Sunday until the commercial service from Emisora Goa was actually discontinued a couple of years later. However, in the meantime, broadcasts of the Voice of Prophecy radio program were commenced from the new commercial service of Radio Ceylon. The first broadcast from Colombo was aired on Sunday, October 1, in the same year, 1950, at 8:30 a.m. Originally, the program was broadcast but once each Sunday. However, because of the large audience tuned in to the commercial service of Radio Ceylon, additional repeat broadcasts were scheduled each Sunday. For a while, during 1952, the International Voice of Prophecy radio program was broadcast 8 times each Sunday in the services of Radio Ceylon, which were beamed to Africa and the Middle East, Southern Asia, Burma, and Southeast Asia.
Well, thanks for listening to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. You heard part one of a 40-year-old recording from AWR Asia in Pune, India, via SLBC in Colombo, provided to WaveScan by Antonio Rivero da Mota in Brazil. We'll have part two of the same program in 2 weeks' time. In our program today, you'll hear part two from this 40-year-old cassette recording of Radio Monitors International. Stay tuned now as we cross over to Radio Monitors International on relay from the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation in Akala, Sri Lanka.
Welcome to Sides 2 in this hour-long presentation of AWR Historical. Here again is Adrian Peterson, who is the director of AWR Asia and the DX host of Radio Monitors International, with this next 30-minute segment of AWR Historical.
We continue in our presentation on historical discs used in the early days of our broadcasting work here in Southern Asia. Program number 52 for the year 1952 states Goa Morning Program. It was a Christmas broadcast, and it may well have been our last broadcast over Emisora Goa.
You are listening to the Voice of Prophecy world broadcast of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. We wish all our radio listeners a happy and prosperous new year. Happy in the consciousness of forgiven sin and divine acceptance. And prosperous in spiritual growth, in physical health, and as Christ sees best in the temporal things of life. The Voice of Prophecy has a New Year's suggestion for every radio listener. Why not resolve to study the Holy Bible and understand God's plan for mankind? Remember, the Bible is full of promises. It is full of hope. So why not determine to read the Bible through during 1953?
Nobody knows the exact date of Christ's birth, which is, of course, true. However, to the average person, Christmas has come to mean something.
Friends of Radioland, here is good news. The Voice of Prophecy has three special gifts for our radio listeners. First of all, to assist you in successfully meeting the yet unknown 365 days of 1953, the Voice of Prophecy, as a token of the season's greetings, desires to present a free copy of a beautiful booklet of 36 pages entitled
Daily Meditations for 1953. This booklet contains a daily Bible reading plan, poems, choice quotations, and an important Bible text for every day of the year. It's yours for the asking. Secondly, our special Christmas and New Year's edition of our 8-page news magazine has been prepared for you. It's New Year's resolutions, it's helpful, uplifting instruction, and its sound admonition will bring cheer for your heart. Thirdly, an outstanding Christmas and New Year's sermon will also be printed in our news magazine. This sermon will help you to understand not only the true meaning of Christmas, but it will show you how to live with God during the new year. These three wonderful gifts are yours. They are free for the asking. Just mail your request to The Voice of Prophecy, Post Office Box 17, that is Box 17, Pune 1, India.
Most of the programs of The Voice of Prophecy were not produced specifically for broadcast in Asia. The discs were cycled from one station to another. Here is program 5E49, which was broadcast first by station WTTM in Trenton, New Jersey, in the United States, on December 22, 1945. This station operates on 920 kHz with 1 kilowatt.
Jesus is coming again.
From Los Angeles, California, we present the program of The Voice of Prophecy. A voice crying in the wilderness of these latter days, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Coming again, coming again.
Another long-time program over AWR-SLBC has been Your Radio Doctor. This program was developed by an Australian doctor resident in the United States, and specifically for broadcast from Sri Lanka. The first broadcast of Dr. Clifford R. Anderson as your radio doctor took place at 7 p.m. on Saturday, June 6, 1953. The same traditional time slot, 7 p.m. on a Saturday evening, is still reserved for your radio doctor. A new theme has recently been added to this program. For a few moments now, we listen to the familiar radio doctor.
How do you do, friends? Our topic at this time is ulcer problems. The other day, a lady came in complaining of sharp pains in the upper part of her abdomen. I was surprised because, having seen her on many occasions before, I had never heard her mention any stomach trouble. But now, this lady certainly had all the symptoms of a severe ulcer. Now, this lady had a bad heart. In fact, only 6 months ago, she had an operation on her heart. And she had made a fair recovery from that, considering the seriousness of her heart condition. What had brought on this ulcer? That was the puzzling thing. In talking with her, I found that this lady had never really enjoyed any close association within her own family. Her mother had never understood her at all. There had been friction in the family ever since she was a small child. So they had parted company and were living in a different part of the country. But the mother, like any other normal mother, wanted to come and see the daughter. She wanted to come and stay for a while, which she did. The family agreed, not realizing what this might mean. The daughter decided that she would like to have everything in perfect order. She worked hard to get the family into shape and the home in every way perfect, but it was more than she could actually take. And when the mother came, there was a certain amount of friction. The patient herself was tired. She was worn out from all the preparations and was wholly unprepared for the visit of her mother. And so this built up a certain amount of resentment and bitterness within the mind of this lady. What was the result? She began to lose weight. She began to feel a lot of gas and a lot of abdominal discomfort. Before long, there was a burning pain, which could only be relieved when she took some food. An illustration that so often the nervous system will affect other organs, particularly the digestive organs, and in her case, of course, the heart as well.
You're listening to WaveScan, this week with part two of a rebroadcast from the AWR-DX program Radio Monitors International from October 1980.
The production studios for AWR Asia have always been located in the two-story building which serves as the headquarters office for the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Southern Asia. There are three studios in use. The large music studio is used for music recordings and talk programs. There is also a small talk studio which can be used independently for announcements and talk recordings. The technical studio contains the bank of modern tape recorders, disc players, amplifiers, and mixers. Programs produced in the studios of AWR Asia are forwarded to SLBC in Colombo for direct broadcast according to a prearranged schedule. Although the main broadcast outreach of AWR Asia has for the past 31 years been through the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation in Colombo, yet there have been several subsidiary programs which have been broadcast from other stations in the nine countries of Southern Asia. These stations, which have carried AWR programming for limited time periods, are located in Kabul, Afghanistan, Kathmandu, Nepal, Rangoon, Burma, Dhaka, Bangladesh, and Male, Maldives. Currently, there are 23 weekly programs broadcast by AWR SLBC. These programs present a varied format, which includes religious, devotional, musical, children's, health, temperance, and service programming. AWR is on the air for more than 16 transmitter hours per week from the various SLBC stations. AWR Asia, together with its 16 associated correspondence schools in the major language areas of Southern Asia, has a total staff in excess of 100 people. During the year 1980, a series of 30th anniversary features was conducted. There were special AWR programs from the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation in 10 languages. Several special publications were also produced, including magazines and a pennant. There was also the large DX contest conducted through the DX program Radio Monitors International, and this was entitled The World's Biggest DX Contest. AWR Asia is affiliated with the international AWR network. AWR Europe, with studios in Lisbon, Portugal, broadcasts internationally from the Deutsche Welle relay stations in Sines, Portugal, and Cyclops, Malta, and also from the new facility of Radio Andorra in Andorra. AWR Guatemala broadcasts from a 10-kilowatt transmitter located on a mountaintop 5 miles outside Guatemala City. There are also an additional 20 medium-wave and FM home service stations located in 7 different countries, and these are organized as part of the ARN Adventist Radio Network. We divert for a while now, and we listen briefly to some of these AWR and ARN stations.
This is AWR, Adventist World Radio, transmitting through the facilities of Radio Andorra, 15.025 megahertz, in the 19-meter band, shortwave. Direct all correspondence for these broadcasts to AWR, Post Office Box 2590, Lisbon, Portugal.
This is the Voice of Hope, Adventist World Radio.
Ici la Voix de l'Espérance.
Hier ist die Stimme der Hoffnung.
Today is Monday, April 23, 1979, and from St. John's, Newfoundland, this is the voice of Adventist Radio. This is Jerry Tates for VOAR, inviting you to join me and listen to another broadcast from your community builder station. This station operates on a frequency of 1230 kHz in the AM broadcast band, a wavelength of 243.9 meters, and a power output of 100 watts. VOAR is owned and operated by the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Newfoundland and is a member of the Adventist Radio Network.
Just a reminder that you're listening to WaveScan from Adventist World Radio with a rebroadcast of the second part of the AWRDX program, Radio Monitors International, from 40 years ago in October 1980.
Back a few years ago, here in India, we produced a series of the old 78 records featuring Indian music from our own radio studio. These discs are in several different languages, and they feature our earlier Indian musicians and vocalists. First is this instrumental item, and this is followed by Jesus is Calling You in Marathi. The large 15-inch program discs that we played for you earlier in this program and which contained the Voice of Prophecy excerpts were either plastic or coated aluminium. Some of the metallic discs were single-sided, and on the reverse side there is nothing but a blank black expanse. These were all at 33 and a third RPM, revolutions per minute. However, these 78s play at 2.5 times the speed, and they travel at more than one revolution per second. We listen now to another one of these old 78s, and this is in Malayalam. The song is entitled, Jesus is Coming Again.
Devan shobhayode varume
Have just two more of these old 78 discs. One is Trust in God in Telugu, and the other is O Lord Protect Us in Tamil.
Thank you.
you for listening to this hour-long presentation of AWR Historical, in which we have presented the historical background of AWR Asia and our DX program, Radio Monitors International. You have also heard excerpts from many dusty and scratchy records which were used in our programming some 30 years ago.
This is Adrian Peterson, inviting you to listen to the regular programs of AWR Asia as presented in the international services of the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
And this is Maxine Bell, wishing you all God's rich blessings in your every activity.
Thanks for listening to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio.